Our leaders have lied to us. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. Today, NPR ran a story that Senator Richard Burr knew about the severity of the coronavirus on February 27th, but he didn't tell the American people. He told a bunch of rich donors up in Washington that it was going to be something like the 1918 flu pandemic that killed 700,000 people in the United States and several million people in Britain and millions of people throughout Europe. Now, these wealthy donors knew that when the stock market was about 26,000 points, so they had the opportunity to either sell off all their stock or to short their stock. And this was also told at the same time that Donald Trump was calling this a hoax. And Donald Trump presumably knew the same information. I shouldn't even say presumably, because he did know the same information, and he got up and lied and called it a hoax and tried to downplay it. And the reason he did that is the same reason that he held off on getting all those test kits back in January. He did that because he knows that this is a toxic issue for him. He is inept when it comes to dealing with this pandemic. He has no idea what he's doing. So what he did was lie about it. And his lying is going to cause thousands of people to die in this country, perhaps millions of people. If they had gotten some sort of a jump on these test kits, then they could have known and they could have quarantined people. But this is not only a failure of government, this is criminal activity to do this type of thing. When you have a president of the United States, you expect to be able to trust the president of the United States, regardless of what party they're in, that they're going to put the best interest of the people at hand, and that they're not going to suppress information that could potentially be very helpful to people and save lives. But Donald Trump doesn't care about anybody but himself. And it appears now that Richard Burr doesn't care about anybody but himself. He's a senator from my home state of North Carolina. He's from my hometown, Winston-Salem. I've met him. I know him. He's been nice to me personally, but he certainly didn't tell anybody anything about the coronavirus and about COVID-19, the particular strain of the coronavirus that is killing thousands of people, hundreds of people throughout the United States, and is now in the thousands. It's well over 10,000 people right now. We're going to surpass Italy eventually, and Italy is the number one country in the world for the coronavirus. We're going to do that because we have such a big population. We're so woefully unprepared for this. Our system has been in systemic rot for decades, and all of that is being exposed. The inherent selfishness of Americans going and hoarding things and keeping people from getting things that they really need, whether it be billionaires or just average people, are going and taking toilet paper and hand sanitizer and just, you know, me, me, me. That's all they care about. Well, when you have the leadership that thinks that way, and this brazen corruption and lack of humanity from our elected officials, the only thing they did that was helpful was towards their very rich donors. This should horrify you. It should disgust you. It should rouse you to action in November, but not just November. You need to call your senators, call your congresspeople, call the president, email them, write them, do whatever. Tell them this is not acceptable. We are not going to have democracy die as a result of these bums. They are doing this. It is costing people lives, or costing the lives of people. It's just beyond words that this kind of thing could be done and that people are not taking more action about it. But everybody's so scared of this virus and what it's going to do. Hopefully things will get better. I remain hopeful every day. But this type of thing is just very disheartening, but it's not surprising, because our government was bought and paid for a long time ago, and it continues to be that way. Thank you for listening. If you've liked the show, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.